Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Imam Rabbi Ram Gold. I am today Mazeker Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak Shavuos Shtaim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rebbe said, "Al kol aver shebat Torah, for all transgressions in the Torah, ben asit tshuva ben lasit tshuva, whether he repented or did not repent, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur atones." He darshens three exceptions from a pasuk, "Ki dvar Hashem baza," because he disgraced the word of Hashem, "Zeh porik ol," this means one who throws off Hashem's yoke by denying his existence, "Megal panim b'Torah," and one who speaks brazenly about the Torah, "Ves mitzvah so haifar," and he has violated Hashem's commandment, "Zeh hamefer bris b'basar," this means one who violates the covenant of bris milah. The double phrase, "hikares tikares," he shall surely be cut off, teaches, "hikares lifnei Yom Kippur," and cut off applies to him before Yom Kippur, "tikares l'achri Yom Kippur," shall be cut off, applies to him after Yom Kippur as well. Still, avon haba, his sin is upon him, teaches, this is only if he didn't do tshuva. These exceptions prove that for all other averos, Yom Kippur atones even without tshuva. The Rabban, who disagree with Rebbe, hold, the double kares teaches that one loses his share in olam haba for these averos unless he does tshuva. Point number two, the Gemara poses a contradiction between two brises in Sifra, whether Yom Kippur only atones for those who repent, or if it even atones without tshuva. Abai says they reflect opposing Tanaim. Rava says both brises follow Rebbe's opinion. Mod Rebbe bekaris the Yoma, but Rebbe agrees regarding the kares for transgressions of the day of Yom Kippur itself, that they are not atoned without tshuva. Rava argues that even if Yom Kippur violations are forgiven without tshuva, then the kares for Yom Kippur would be impossible, since Yom Kippur atones immediately afterwards. Although the kares is certainly possible for a nighttime violation, since Yom Kippur's atonement is by day, and he may die before morning, the Gemara clarifies that kares for a daytime aver would be impossible. Yet the pasuk implies there is kares for a daytime transgression. The Gemara answers that this, too, is possible in two ways. The Achu Umsa V'chankiv Mis, where he ate raw meat and it choked him and he died before Yom Kippur, could provide atonement, or where he ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned. And point number three, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that the Seir Mishdolech atones for other averos for Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. This is Rabbi Yehuda's view, who darshens a hekesh comparing the Kapara of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, teaching, "Hushbu kulon al Kapara achas," they are all equated for one atonement, specifically, that they are all atoned with the Seir Mishdolech for other averos. Rabbi Shimna argues, saying that just as the blood of the Seir Panimi achieves its Kapara for Yisrael, so too the blood of the Par alone achieves its Kapara for Kohanim. Similarly, just as the vidui, the confession recited over the Seir Mishdolech, is mechaper for all the other averas of Yisraelim, meaning non-Kohanim, so too the vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averas, and they are not included in the Seir Mishdolech's atonement. He holds they are only equated insofar as they are all atoned for all averas. Rabbi Shimon derives mehekesh between the Seir HaPanimi and the Seir HaMishdaleach that just as the Seir HaPanimi does not atone for Kohanim, the Seir HaMishdaleach also does not. Yehuda holds the Hekesh only teaches that these two goats must be alike, but mara ubekoma ubedamim, in appearance, height, and value. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rebbe said, "Al kol aver shebat Torah, for all transgressions in the Torah, ben asa tshuva ben lasa tshuva, whether he repented or did not repent, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur atones." He darshens three exceptions from a pasuk, "Ki dvar Hashem baza," because he disgraced the word of Hashem, "Zeh porik ol," this means one who throws off Hashem's yoke by denying his existence, "Megal panim b'Torah," and one who speaks brazenly about the Torah, "Ves mitzvah so haifar," and he has violated Hashem's commandment, "Zeh hamefer bris b'basar," this means one who violates the covenant of bris milah. The double phrase, "hikares tikares," he shall surely be cut off, teaches, "hikares lifnei Yom Kippur," and cut off applies to him before Yom Kippur, "tikares l'achri Yom Kippur," shall be cut off, applies to him after Yom Kippur as well. Still, avon haba, his sin is upon him, teaches, this is only if he didn't do tshuva. These exceptions prove that for all other averos, Yom Kippur atones even without tshuva. The Rabban, who disagree with Rebbe, hold, the double kares teaches that one loses his share in olam haba for these averos unless he does tshuva. Point number two, the Gemara poses a contradiction between two brises in Sifra, whether Yom Kippur only atones for those who repent, or if it even atones without tshuva. Abai says they reflect opposing Tanaim. Rava says both brises follow Rebbe's opinion. Mod Rebbe bekaris the Yoma, but Rebbe agrees regarding the kares for transgressions of the day of Yom Kippur itself, that they are not atoned without tshuva. Rava argues that even if Yom Kippur violations are forgiven without tshuva, then the kares for Yom Kippur would be impossible, since Yom Kippur atones immediately afterwards. Although the kares is certainly possible for a nighttime violation, since Yom Kippur's atonement is by day, and he may die before morning, the Gemara clarifies that kares for a daytime aver would be impossible. Yet the pasuk implies there is kares for a daytime transgression. The Gemara answers that this, too, is possible in two ways. The Achu Umsa V'Chankiv Mis, where he ate raw meat and it choked him and he died before Yom Kippur, could provide atonement, or where he ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned. And point number three, in the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma said that the Seir Mishdoleich atones for other averos for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. This is Rabbi Yehuda's view, who darshans a hekesh comparing the kapara of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim teaching, Hushbul Kulon of kapara achas. They are all equated for one atonement, specifically that they are all atoned with the Seir Mishdoleich for other averos. Rabbi Shimna argues, saying that just as the blood of the Seir Panimi achieves its kapara for Yisrael, so too the blood of the par alone achieves its kapara for Kohanim. Similarly, just as the vidui, the confession recited over the Seir Mishdoleich, is mechaper for all the other averas of Yisraelim, meaning non-Kohanim, so too the vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averas, and they are not included in the Seir Mishdoleich's atonement. He holds they are only equated insofar as they are all atoned for all averas. Rabbi Shimon derives from a hekesh between the Seir HaPanimi and the Seir HaMishdaleach that just as the Seir HaPanimi does not atone for Kohanim, the Seir HaMishdaleach also does not. Yehuda holds the Hekesh only teaches that these two goats must be alike, but Mara Ubakoma Ubadamim, in appearance, height, and value. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simon is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah bachur, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayv karis by eating right before sunset, looked on jealously at his cousin, the bar mitzvah Cohen, who got a kapara from the vidui on the par and not from the Seir HaMishdaleach. So once again, it's a motion. The bar mitzvah bacher, that must be round off Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah bacher who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rebbe said, I'll call aver shabbatorah for all transgressions in the Torah. Ben asid tshuva, ben lasid tshuva, whether he repented or did not repent. Yom Kippur imachapi, Yom Kippur atones. He darshans three exceptions from a pasuk, ki divar Hashem baza, because he disgraced the word of Hashem, zeh pork ol. This means one who throws off Hashem's yoke by denying his existence, umagal pani mitorah, and one who speaks brazenly about the Torah, that's mitzvah so hefar, and he has violated Hashem's commandment, zeha mefer bris babasar. This means one who violates the covenant of bris milah. So the bar mitzvah bach, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayiv karis by eating right before sunset, which reminds the Gemara discusses karis for a Yom Kippur transgression according to Rebbe. Rebbe agrees regarding the karis for transgressions of the day of Yom Kippur itself that they are not atoned without tshuva. The Gemara explains that this is possible in two ways, where he ate raw meat and it choked him and he died before Yom Kippur could provide atonement, or where he ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned. So the bar mitzvah bach, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayv karis by eating right before sunset, looked on jealously at his cousin, the bar mitzvah Cohen, who got a kapara from vidui on the par and not from the Seir HaMishdaleach, which reminds the Gemara discusses the source of the machlokas whether Kohanim are included in the Seir HaMishdaleach's atonement, or whether the vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averos, and they are not included in the Seir HaMishdaleach's atonement. So once again, the bar mitzvah bach, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayv karis by eating right before sunset, looked on jealously at his cousin, the bar mitzvah Cohen, who got a kapara from the vidui on the par and not from the Seir HaMishdaleach. All right, so now it's time for Vor B'Labach Hazara. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot, that must be more on Daf Tes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed L'Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda said that the Seir Rogalim and the Seir Rosh Chodashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rav Yehuda's source regarding the Seir Rosh Chodashim. The Pasuk says, V'sir izim echad l'chatas l'Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Seir atones for a chet she'ein makir bo el Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara asks that this expression was already darshaned by Rish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says L'Hashem specifically for a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Rish Lakish darshans this expression to say, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Seir ze ye kapara al shima'atis yez yareach, this goat shall be an atonement for me that it reduced the moon during creation. So the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Lashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofer Yodea of his Chet sitting nearby was unaware he was getting kapar from it, and the Seir ate Ragalim, spilled the tea in shock when a Tar who ate Tami Kachim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for him, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds the Seir Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tahu ate Tami Kachim, which is derived from the tzitz. Daf Yud, so the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir said, Kol Seirim Kaparason Shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All Seirim used for Musafim, the Seir Achitzon, Seir Rosh Chodesh, and Seir Ragalim atone for Ketumas Mikdash Kedoshav, for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahor who ate Tami Kachim. Rabbi Yonah explains from Meir's Drasha, Eo Tasu Hashem B'Moadechem, these you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, Hukshukol Moadim Kulon Zelazel, all the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So the men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon minion, who tied each of their Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, each type of Seir has a unique atonement. The Seir Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahru ate Tami Kachim, the Seir Ragam atoned for a Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav with no awareness before or after, and the Seir Achitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Seir only has one role. The Seir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect their Seir Ragam's atonement because the Pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says the singular Avon, sin teaching, Avon Echad Hu Nose, Ve'enu Nose Shnei Avonos. It obtains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not attain forgiveness for two types of sins. So the men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen because they believed Kaparason Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon minion, who tied each of the Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra Tamidim could be redeemed without a moon, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether the yearly extra Tamidim can be redeemed without a moon. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simur Daf Yud Alf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock. Star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim? That must be on Daf Yud Alf. Stars. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who is dismayed when a Tul Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Katoris before the stars came out, which reminds us, Rabbah brings a brisa that teaches that Katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by a Tul Yom, someone who immersed in a mikveh and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If Katoris only had Kedushas Damim, a Tul Yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a Mishnah which states that Minchas can be disqualified by Tul Yom after they receive Kedusha from a Kli, meaning Kedusha's a Guf. This proves that Katoris has Kedusha's a Guf. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock was dismayed when a Tful Yom disqualified his Kedusha's a Guf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Lei Basin Masna Elan, which reminds us, having proven from Katoris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra Tamidin, the Gemara wonders how, Biki Kedusha Shebehen Lei Han Halcha, where has their sanctity gone? Rabbah explained, Lei Basin Masna Elan, the mind of Basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they're needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha's a Guf, but if not, they'll only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tul Yom disqualified his Kedusha's a Guf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Lei Basin Masna Elan, who had just told the Kohen Gadol that basin does not stipulate for Las Karbonas, since that is a rare occurrence, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbah's principle that Lei Basin Masna Elan from a brisa. If the bull and goat from Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Ruda holds the original animals are left to die. Vaz and Rabbi Shimon hold they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbah, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they are not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin Delo Shchichi. Las Karbonas are different because they are uncommon, and Basin does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers, six of 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. While six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin, as Kaitzim is Beyach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that Lei Beistin Masna Alehen, the mind of Beistin, stipulates about communal Kachim to make their Kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a Mum. Rabbi Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these Tamidim are used. Mekitzim Behenes Mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the Mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the Mizbeach would otherwise be idle. So while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidim as Kaitzim Mizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitzim Mizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gazera, which reminds Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Seir Chatas cannot be used for Kaitzim Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that this is a Derabanan. Fundamentally, even a communal Chatas which cannot be used for its purpose changes into a voluntary Ola and is sacrificed as an Ola. However, since it was initially a Chatas and would now be brought as an Ola, we say Gazera Lachu Kapara Atulifne Kapara. There's a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all, and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an ola with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this gezerah. So, while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitzim Mizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitzim Mizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gazera, one brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtalech out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother, who didn't fulfill a mitzvah's Asi and refused to do Teshuvah. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when an Asi violation would be atoned by the Seir HaMishtalech. Rabbi Zera explains that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all Averos, even without Teshuvah. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which tefillin in the Seir HaPanimi suspends one's tumah sin, a hagin alav mina yasurim, to protect him from suffering? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number 2. Which tefillin in Rabbi Shimon holds no seer shares kapara with any other? That's on daf? Yud. Good. Number 3. Which tefillin in the Rebbe holds the Yom Kippur atones for nearly all of Averos, even without tshuva? That's on daf? Yud Gemol. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim and the Machokas whether one gets karas for eating inedible Kachim Al Tame? That's on Dav? Zion. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that according to Rebbe one would get karas for a Yom Kippur transgression, for example, where one ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned? That's on Dav? Yud Gemol. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn the Rebbe Meir holds all Seirim atone for all Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav? That's on daf? Yud. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the Seir HaPanimi is only for Tuma resulting in a sin, not other Tumas such as the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss the source of the machlokas where the Kohanim are included in the Seir HaMishtalech's atonement, or they get the atonement for all their averos from the vidui on the par? That's on daf? Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn why the Seir HaPanimi and the Seir HaChitzon do not also affect each other's atonement? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you in the Rishim holds that the Siri Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tahor who ate Tami Kachim, which is derived from the Tzitz? That's on Dav? Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.